This is KUT. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a bill into law that bans so-called sanctuary cities. Senate Bill 4 allows police to ask about immigration status when someone's been detained or arrested. It also punishes law enforcement leaders who do not fully comply with federal immigration law. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, police chiefs and immigrants' rights groups oppose the law.
In a surprise signing posted to Facebook Sunday night, Governor Abbott sat at his desk, SB 4 in front of him.
Legal immigration is different from harboring people who have committed dangerous crimes. Those policies are sanctuary city policies and won't be tolerated in Texas.
Abbott said this new law targets people like Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez. Earlier this year, Hernandez enacted a policy limiting how often she honors requests from Immigration and Customs Enforcement to detain people believed to be in the country illegally. Under the law Abbott signed, police who do not honor each and every ICE detainer can be removed from their jobs, charged with a crime, and slapped with a fine.
Hey, ho, ho! SB4 has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
Roughly two dozen members of immigrants' rights groups gathered outside the gates of the governor's mansion Monday. They held signs reading, "No racial profiling, no discrimination." Ken Zarafis heads the local public teachers union.
Make no mistake, the most vulnerable will be asked, "Show me your papers."
Vanessa Rodriguez said she's worried about how the law will affect her life. Rodriguez is a recipient of DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
An 18-year-old freshman at the University of Texas at Austin? Am I a criminal? I don't think so, and I will not let these legislators target me and call me as one.
Witnesses and crime victims are exempt from being asked about immigration status. Still, law enforcement groups say SB 4 will make communities less safe. Here's Austin Interim Police Chief Brian Manley speaking last month.
We will have folks that may be concerned to come forward and report their victimization or report being a witness to a crime, because we're going to start to blur that line of whether or not we are working with ICE on the civil side of enforcing immigration law.
In a statement Monday, Manley said the department has legal advisors going over the new law to see if any change to policy is necessary. While APD has no written policy limiting officers from asking about immigration status, Manley said officers are told to ask only when it pertains to the case. Legal maneuvering over SB 4 has already begun. The state of Texas Monday filed a federal lawsuit against Travis County, seeking to get SB 4 declared constitutional. Meanwhile, immigrants' rights groups expect multiple challenges to the law before it goes into effect on September 1st. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.